Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
Actually, I'm trying to schedule an appointment with Baylor Scott & White to get my first vaccine.
Okay, I have a phone number I can provide to you where you can pre-register to be vaccinated.
Okay, here's the deal. I went to Baylor Scott & White. I have an invitation from them, which I joined about a couple of years ago, the portal, and then they changed their system to something else, and I'm no longer able to log in. Trying to schedule through that. Is that the best way to do it?
Well, at this particular junction, what you would want to do is you would want to simply call the number that I have that I can provide to you where you can pre-register to be vaccinated.
Okay.
And that phone number is...
Oh, did you ask where I was located?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries.
I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, it's okay. No worries.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And just let me know whenever you're ready for the phone number.
I'm ready.
And that phone number is 855-566.
Uh-huh.
5333. Again, that was 855-566-5333.
And what exactly, here's the deal. My husband, he's a first responder in Dallas for the fire department. He's already had his two vaccinations because they provide it. I'm retired from the fire department. And I went to Baylor Scott & White, and I was told that the best way to get my vaccination, because I'm only 57, is to go through this portal. So I'm really not sure what to do.
Oh, okay. Well, it would be the best thing to do would be to contact the number that I gave you to pre-register to be vaccinated. And then if it comes right down to it, then like say, for example, you pre-register to be vaccinated, then you don't hear from anybody for 2 or 3 months. Well, then in that in-between time, the vaccines may start being accepted or may start being available at the local pharmacies like Walgreens, CVS, Publix, Kroger's, Walmart, Sam's Club, you know, places like that. And if that becomes the case, you could register to be vaccinated there. And you may be able to get into one of the pharmacies, you know, sooner than you could get into the health department or what have you. So, I mean, there's definitely going to be options. There's going to be more places offering the vaccines in the future, so that the hundreds of thousands of people that are wanting to get vaccinated will have an easier time of being able to get in to get vaccinated faster.
Well, I don't want to postpone, get in the system, because I have a friend, she signed up for different places, and I don't want to do that and hold other people back. So just call this number now, or should I wait?
You should call that number because the sooner that you call that number, the higher up on the higher up in the queue that you're going to be, you know, so that you'll be contacted sooner. Because the longer you wait, for every minute that goes by, basically, there's someone else joining the queue. So it's like getting in line at the groceries. It's like getting in line at the grocery store. If you don't get in line, you know, as fast as possible, there's going to be, you know, many people that are going to line up at that cash register and you're going to be standing behind, you know, a bunch of people waiting to ring up your groceries. And that's how it is with this vaccine. The longer you wait to register, the more people that are going to be ahead of you in line, and the longer it's going to take for the health department to get to you to schedule you for an appointment to be vaccinated. So the faster you act, the faster you'll be able to get vaccinated.
Okay. Well, hey, the way you explained it was sensible, common sense, and I appreciate the way you explained it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah, it's just that I've been doing this for so long, and I talk to so many people every single day. I mean, every single day.
Sure. Where are you located?
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
I was going to say South Carolina, but just by your accent.
Oh, I understand. Yes, ma'am. Yes, every single day we have hundreds and hundreds of people calling to pre-register to be vaccinated. And that's why I would always encourage anyone to act now. The faster you get pre-registered, the faster you're going to be able to be contacted to get that, you know, to get that appointment to be vaccinated.
Right, because my husband, he's still working, and from what I hear, he can bring it home even though he's got his vaccinations as a first responder.
Well, if he's been vaccinated, it should be a lot less likely that, you know, that he would actually contract or that he would actually get the coronavirus. So there should be a lot less risk of him bringing the coronavirus home since he's been vaccinated, since he's got that, you know, that safety net, you know, protecting him from the coronavirus, you know, to help his immune system build up that immunity. So even if he came in contact with the coronavirus, his body would be able to fight off those coronavirus cells so that he doesn't become infected.
Right. Well, you give more training than the city of Dallas.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And would there be
anything else?
Well,
I'm going to call this number. Do what now?
I was just going to say, was there anything else that I could assist with today here at the Department of Public Health, the coronavirus hotline?
You've been plenty helpful. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit.
Your knowledge has been helpful, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was my pleasure. And I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. And I do hope you have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.